Good morning once again, and thank you for joining me. I'm Channing Hegel with the Oakland Church of Christ. We're looking at children's Bible songs that are so applicable to us as adults as well. And this morning we're looking at Jesus Loves the Little Children. The song goes something like this. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. So who does Jesus love? All the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, as the song tells us. Who did Jesus die for on that terrible cross? Who was it that He died for? All the children of the world, red, brown, yellow, black, and white. Who did Jesus Christ rise for? Who was He resurrected for? All the children of the world, red, brown, yellow, black, and white. The song reflects what Colossians 3, verses 9 through 11 says. It says, "Since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian nor Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Simply put, in the eyes of Jesus Christ, we are all the same. We are either disobedient, or we are obedient to His Word. There is no color of skin. There is no nationality on this earth. There is no social status. We are all equal when we stand before God. Because at the cross, the ground is level for us all. And we adults would do well to take notice of this song and this passage. Racism would not be an issue if we all did this. I would imagine that the vast majority of all listening to this program this morning right now are Gentiles, not Jewish. Remember that for many years, only the Jews were the accepted people of God. The Jews thought of Gentiles, which would be like us, as dogs, the worst of the worst. We would have been looked down upon and treated sometimes less than human. Yet, how many people think of others who are just a little different than we are? They think of them as something to be avoided, or maybe they even look down upon them. Why does the color of one's skin, or the nation or area of the world that someone is from, or the kinds of clothes they wear, or the cars they drive, or the amount of money they make, and so on, why does that matter so much to us? Why do so many people judge unrighteous judgment based on one's appearance or social status? Acts 10, verses 34 and 35. "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him.'" Will we not all stand before God and give an account of our lives? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or evil." On one hand, we are thankful God sent His only begotten Son to die upon the cross for us. But somehow we don't think certain others can be saved the same way that we are. Does John 3:16 not say that God so loved the world? He didn't just say He loved people like me. He didn't say He gave His only Son to die for people like me. Let us all remember that Jesus died for all the world, all races and all nationalities of people. And let all those who are willing to obey the Word of God be accepted by both God and us. That's all the time we have this morning, but I invite you to come worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is west of Athens. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for class, 10:20 for song and sermon, 5 p.m. on Sunday night, and 7 p.m. Wednesday night for Bible study. You can check out our lessons at churchofchristatoakland.com. Thanks, and I hope you have a great day.